Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, family. I hope everyone is doing well. My name is Chris. I'm coming to you today, December the 14th. 2018. It has been a while since I've done an episode on Blog Talk Radio. It's good to be back. I decided to do a show today to go over some things that has happened in the family during the year of 2018 as the year is coming to an end. 2018 has been a tremendous year. It has been a year that we have seen deaths, we have seen accomplishments. We was able to get together as a family once again in 2018 at the Weaver's Family Reunion picnic that was held in Goldsboro and at the Herman Park. In July, it was well attended. I think everyone had a great time. I personally would like to once again thank everyone for their efforts, everyone that attended, everyone that could not attend. Thank you for your support and prayers. Once again, I would also like to give a big shout out to Cousin Janice for all the efforts that she put into coordinating and making sure that that event did take place. So that's been 2017, we had a major reunion that was very well attended. And those were 2018, the family reunion picnic that was well attended in Goldsboro. So we look forward to keeping the trend and staying in touch with family members and keeping those family ties, which is so very important to the family. We had some deaths in the family this year. As a side note, if you know of anyone that's not on the Weavers, is not a member of the Weavers Family Union, the Weavers Family on Facebook page, please encourage them to join the Facebook page. And also, if you would, use that page as a platform to share news, graduations, birthdays, and things of such. I think it's a Facebook that has been getting a lot of negative press lately, but as a tool to genealogists and as a tool to individuals that seek to keep the family unit intact and informed, it is actually a great tool. So if you would please encourage family members that have not had the opportunity or may not even know about the family page, if you would please invite them to join the page, send them an invite to the page. I certainly would welcome them and welcome their input. Also, once again, this is your page, their page is the family page, so please feel free if you have major events, weddings, marriages, graduations, birthdays, feel free to go on the page and post it so that the family would know about it and can congratulate and participate in whatever way that we can. That page is first of all, your page, so please feel free to go on the page and post what's happening with regards to the family. 2018, we saw the passing of a family patriarch, Linwood Earl Williams. It certainly saddened all of us to learn of his passing. He was a tremendous asset to the family, a tremendous amount of family knowledge and history is gone, a tremendous support system to so many within the Williams family is gone with the passing of Linwood Williams. Linwood was the son of George Williams, if any of you did not know. His mother was Mikey B. Williams, a tremendous lady in her own right. I have fortunate to meet numerous of times. So let's please keep Linwood Earl family in your prayers, especially during this holiday season. Also, please keep any other family member that I may not be aware of that has had bereavement in 2018 in your prayers. If you can, reach out to them, speak to them, let them know that the family is thinking of them, let them know that you are thinking of them, that they are loved and they are in our thoughts and prayers. 2018 saw the formation or the initiation of trying to get a family reunion cruise together for the 2019. First of all, I would like to thank Cousin G for her efforts to try to get that cruise and that family reunion off the ground. It did not, however, get off the ground, but I'm not discouraged. I think it's something that we can revisit at a later date. I'm hoping that those within the sound of my voice will certainly keep a family reunion cruise in the back of their mind as a possible way of getting the family together in a fun-filled atmosphere. So I definitely would like to revisit that at a later date, but I would definitely just wanted to publicly thank Cousin G for all and Cousin James for all their efforts in trying to initiate and make that cruise work for 2019. I do understand circumstances that may have prevented family members from able to take part for the 2019 year, but certainly please keep your ear to the ground. Please start in the back of your head, start thinking about us all getting together for a family reunion cruise in the near future. 2018 saw tremendous success as far as DNA testing. DNA is one of the tracks of genealogy that I pay close attention to. I think it's a great tool, especially in regards to bridging the gap with families that were separated as a result of slavery. Genealogy and DNA genealogy has connected many families together. We have had several family members that have taken the DNA test from various testing companies, and they by taking the test have matched with me and other family members, which also help paint a more vivid picture of our genetic makeup and our kinship to other individuals that have taken the DNA test. Ending 2018, December, for those of us in North Carolina, for some of us in North Carolina, we ended 2018 with a little snow. Some parts of North Carolina saw 10-plus inches. The northern counties, such as Durham, Granville, saw a significant amount of snow this past week. Hope all the family members came through that well. Today was getting a lot of rain here in North Carolina. So 2018 has been a very eventful year for those of us in the Carolinas, from hurricanes to snow. Information that I have received of all the family members fare well from those two major events that we faced in 2018. But please keep the family members and the citizens of North Carolina that is suffering from the devastation of the recent hurricanes and the recent floodings from the hurricanes in your prayers, especially during this holiday season. I just want to give a special thanks going back to the Williams family reunion. Those that was in attendance know that my father at that time, I had to leave the family reunion early to take care of some matters with him. At that time, he was planning on putting him in hospice care as a result of his cancer. Cousin Jackie and the family prayed and offered prayer before I left. We had scheduled hospice for my father. I'm here to tell you that my father is still alive. Prayer works. He's doing fairly well. He's not in hospice. Matter of fact, he's at home. He still lives by himself. Probably not the best thing, but he's a stubborn individual, so we make it work. But I just would like to personally thank all the family members that had sent up prayers during that time, and just give you a brief update to let you know that something that at that particular time seemed that it might be coming to an end that God at this particular time, not see fit, and he's still here and considering he's doing fairly well. So once again, thank you, family, for your prayers. Please continue to keep my family uplifted in prayer. On that note, we have a number of family members that may be suffering, may be going through illness. Please, through your time of prayer, and please keep those family members uplifted. Once again, that's the family page is a great venue for that. So if you have something that that you would like to post or just ask for a prayer from the family, please go on the page and post. We certainly, as a family, can stay united in prayer and keep each other uplifted. So there's some of the events that has occurred in 2018 concerning the Williams family, concerning things that have happened in North Carolina as weather related. 2019, we look to Fed, we look to get more family members involved. I'm looking to seek out family members that have great information that can tell our story in various ways. I think it's incredibly important that we as a family stay connected. We as a family stay informed. We as a family stay united. Once again, many of you that have spoken with me or heard me speak understand my passion for genealogy, and maintaining and finding family roots and connection. That bore out that I think our ancestors call us to do this. I think the institution of slavery and the forced separation of millions of families as a result of slavery obligates us to ensure that we maintain our family ties, ensure that we stay connected to family. Requires us to stay unified as a family. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to continue to try to tell the family story. I'm hoping that other family members have taken the initiative, or some family members get the itch and also do the family genealogy. Family genealogy is not a one-person job. It's not a one-individual job. Genealogy works best through a collaborative effort. You may find something. You may see something. You may have a different perspective on something that I do not. So a collaborative effort back and forth with genealogy is great. It benefits the family story as a whole. So on Blog Talk Radio, I think I have a couple of blogs concerning getting started in genealogy. If you have any questions concerning genealogy, if you would like to get started in genealogy, researching your family, researching a different branch of your family, please get in contact with me. I'll do everything that I can to help you, provide you with information, provide you with resources that can help you in that regards. I'm definitely, the past few months, have been sort of out of the loop, have not been that active on social media or as far as doing genealogy. Had a lot of things going on, a lot of things on my plate that I sort of took a sideline from the genealogy aspect and the social media aspect. So you probably hadn't noticed, you hadn't seen that many posts from me on Facebook. I had taken a brief hiatus from social media for a while. But I'm here, energized, looking forward to 2019. I'm thankful for all the progress that we have made in 2018. I'm thankful for us being able to get together once again in 2018 as a family unit. I'm looking forward to what 2019 holds. I'm thankful for all the family members that has participated, all the family members that post, all the family members that view the happenings that's going on the family page. I also want, before 2018 end, I would like to remind family members once again, please reach out to family members that may be suffering during this holiday season, the holiday season is a joyous time for many, but it also can be a time of depression, a time of despair for many. So please keep that in mind during the holiday season, and just check up on each other and show each other that we care. Also, don't forget that we also have our family website. I'm working on that. It's still up and still active. I need to change the name of it, but it's still up and running under, I think, Reasons Family Union 2017. So I think you can actually go there, and there's some tools that you can use up there. You can post on the family wall. You can post death announcements. You can post different things up there also. So please take advantage of the Williams family website. I need to get up there and make some changes, but for future events, so for as family reunions and things like that, that probably would be the site that we utilize since that site is up and running, and it has been up and running for a while. So, family, please stay safe. Please have a joyous and Merry Christmas. Hope your holiday go well. If I do not get to speak to you personally, please keep me in your prayers. Please keep the entire family in prayer. I look forward to talking to each of you very soon individually. Thank you for being a tremendous support to the family. Thank you, each of you, for everything that you do for the family. I look forward to seeing each of you in the very near future. Thank you, and have a blessed day.